Hi, 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 my lovelies. Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome to Selling is Easy. Yeah, we're here, day one. Awesome. So I've decided to do this in my bedroom because I thought, let's get intimate. Okay, let's get intimate. We're on day one and we're talking about selling yourself. Okay, and selling yourself comes down to value. And now I know that you've watched the free training. So if you're here, you've already watched the free training. So there's going to be a recap a little of what I offered in that. And we're going to be just kicking you right off for the next 5 days, looking at your value and increasing your prices. Okay, so I've got techniques for you. And I'm also asking you to dive deep. We're not waiting around. We're going to really get in with actually being honest and authentic with ourselves about our value and what we're presenting. Now, when we're talking about value, when we're trying to sell ourselves, as I mentioned in the free training, energy, energy, energy is 80% of the sales process, okay? We are always selling, whether in our business, whether in our relationships, whether in our out in the world, wherever you're going, in every interaction, there is an exchange of energy and what you're putting out. Okay, now that energy within you is either in balance, yeah, an ideal balance is a slight place of slightly leaning back. So when you do yoga and you do the sun salutation pose, you're actually strong rooted and then you open the top half of your body out, and that is balance. That is the space of an open heart, strong root, strong rooted, your core is strong, and then you have this open part of you, which would be the branches, the trees, the leaves, etc., opening out from your chest, opening out from your chest, your throat, your third eye, opening up your body. And exactly the same goes for needing to be in this open state for people to trust you. Now, today, I would not jump on and do this recording until I felt like I was in a good space. I woke up feeling funky. I did meditations and I did went for a walk, but that still wasn't enough. I needed to go to my dance class because my energy was off. There was something in there that was brewing up ready for this session to talk about it. And so I needed to go and dance, and I needed to go and get hot and sweaty, and I needed to get my energy in alignment. If I had tried to do this earlier, A, there would have been technical issues. It would have come across heavy and dry, and I wouldn't really be present, and I wouldn't be bringing my energy. So we need to be bringing energy, presence, and engagement. We need to feel good in ourselves before we try to present ourselves to the world, before we try to connect with others. It's so essential because other people, even if they don't realize it, are always picking up the vibration that we're putting out. And if our vibration is saying, hey, I'm not open and I'm not here and I'm not really connected to myself, you don't feel safe, you don't feel authentic, and you don't feel inviting. Okay, so if you're not feeling safe, people don't want to trust you. They don't feel connected to you. So they don't want to buy from you, because why should you buy from somebody who doesn't feel safe to be around? Now, I first want to say to you is, before we dive a bit further, I'm going to give you the link for the Soul-Led Women's Handbook to Business and Life Success. You absolutely need this handbook. If you haven't got it already, you need it. It's going to be loads of stuff in there that you can take to add on from this program, but also to support you and remind you. There's also some bonus trainings in there that are absolutely amazing, with some very key parts, and you should have those too. So I shall send you the link. I highly recommend having them. You will support your journey through the next 5 days and beyond. Get the handbook. Anyway, we dive on. So let's be key. We want to be presenting. We want to be in presence. We want to be in presence, and we want to be authentic, and we want to be aware of our energy. So we want to be feeling good. Now, selling is presenting. That's what selling is. Okay, I'm just going to change arms because my arm is getting tired. Selling is presenting. Good selling is simply presenting. It's not about being in a space of push, push, push. Yeah, it's not a push and pull game. It's not, it's all about a dance, and it's about presenting. It's about presenting your best foot forward and then knowing how to do the dance. Okay, so you've got to start with selling yourself. Exactly like dating, exactly like being in the relationship world. So you've got to think about also, we're thinking energy, but we've got to think about what you are presenting in the way that you look, presenting in the way. So I could have jumped on with no makeup on. And now when I have no makeup on, I don't feel good because I don't wear lots of makeup, but I am wearing mascara. Now, if I don't wear mascara, I have no eyes. Now, my eyes and my smile, I know, are the best things about my face that are attractive. Not because of somebody's judgment of attraction, but because they cause somebody to look at me. Yeah, I smile a lot, I'm open a lot, I have big eyes. I know this about myself. Now, I also dye my eyebrows because if I have no eyebrows, again, I'm very blonde and I'm very beige. So I end up with a very beige face, and that's not attractive to other people. No matter how good my energy is, they can't see me. Yeah. So it's important that I, you know, do my face up. I don't have to overdo it, but I do my face so I feel good and I'm putting my best foot forward. Now, for me, as you can see, you can't actually see my earrings, but I'm wearing my diamond earrings. I wear those because it makes me feel good, gets me in the mood. I'm wearing perfume because it gets me in the mood. Yeah. I'm sitting on a sort of suit, my version of a suit, that means I am feeling my best. And I'm dressing up my energy. Now, hear those words. I'm dressing up my energy. Okay. I'm using my energy first. I'm aligning with my energy first. I'm putting and doing things that help me feel like I'm in my best energy. So I've done exercise. I've, you know, been aware that my body isn't feeling great. You know, I was feeling funky in my energy. So I freed it up. I thought about ways. I listened to an affirmation. I listened to some great music. I went dancing, which I love. And I went to an amazing dance class and I got hot and sweaty. So I thought about how can I get myself into a better mood, a better alignment, so that I'm open and ready. So if I'm going to sell myself, I need to be in the best place that I am, in the way that I feel. And then I'm dressing up that energy so that the external is matching. Now, I'm not a massive fan of big suits, but if that works for you, if wearing, I do love a good skirt. I do love, you know, if you work in an office, you're aware that you wear certain items, yeah, that maybe fit, not fit in, but are in a world of an outfit, yeah. If you're a doctor, you wear scrubs. Those don't make me feel very sexy. But if you're working online and you're working with in a freedom lifestyle, you've got to find your own suit. Yeah. Now, sometimes I wear very pretty tops. Today I'm wearing a very pretty jumper. But it's a nice jumper. I feel good. I feel clean. I feel fresh. I feel ready. I've got my makeup on. I've got my jewels on. I've got my, perfume on. So the body is matching my energy. Yeah. I'm also in an environment. I feel relaxed. I feel open. Now, if I was going to somebody else's house in the past, you know, I've been known to wear, I love a good set of heels. I've got gorgeous, you know, suit dresses, etc. like that. Things that make you feel good. Yeah. It's your environment that you work in that's got to mirror your energy and your authenticity. If you're forcing yourself into an outfit that doesn't match your energy, then that's, you know, if it feels restrictive, then that's not good. If you're dressing up your energy and you want to boost your energy, you may want to look at the colors that you're wearing. You may want to look at the, like if you're always wearing black, but actually you could do with putting more vibrancy into your energy to feel good. If you're always wearing funky, you know, slouchy clothes when you're maybe selling online, this isn't good. Yeah. You're still presenting yourself to the world. So you've got to be very aware of how you are selling yourself. But first off, it's dressing up your energy. So energy first. So it's always important to have a routine in the morning that gets you aligned with yourself. Yeah. And that's a routine of, you know, can use meditations. Absolutely. some form of exercise. Yeah, very good. Walking's always great. Being outside in nature, awesome. But also sometimes high intensity energy is awesome. I always recommend to my clients to have dance tunes, have a dance at home, make yourself a playlist that gets you in the mood, gets you in a positive vibe, because you can't sell if you're not in a positive vibe. No, absolutely important. Now, it's about being open, it's about being positive, it's about being relaxed. Okay, so if your body is feeling tight, you're not feeling relaxed to be able to soften, open, be present. All right, so it's very important to do these things first. So getting yourself in this preparation mode of how am I putting my best foot forward, yeah, in the way that I look, in my energy first, and then dressing it up, yeah. So whatever you need to do, but you've got to be honest with yourself about how you have been presenting yourself. Are you trying to sell when you're not A, your energy isn't right, B, you haven't got your mind right, so you haven't freed up your mind and got it forward thinking. If you're thinking negatively, you can't sell. Yeah, if you think that it's all going to be crap and nothing's going to happen and it hasn't worked for me before and it won't sell now, it's not going to happen. Yeah, and that energy, that mental energy, is also present in your body. Why it's so good to do body stuff, get that energy moving, it shifts your mindset, which is why music's so good, dance is so good, doing a positive affirmations, getting the body moving, getting the energy moving, completely changes your vibe. All right, absolutely always the way to go. Freeing yourself up, deep breathing, and as I said, that yoga pose of the sun salutation, doing a power pose really helps before you jump on a call. All right, so doing some sort of power pose like a sun salutation or like Superman pose, wide hips, putting your hands on your waist, and opening your chest up and deep breathing, really good. Power poses, being Superman, Superwoman, or coming into a sun salutation, which is my favorite, which is this standing tall and opening up your arms, big Y shape up and out, opening your chest, opening your body, and deep breathing. Now, visualizing and doing anything where you're imagining the sun, really, really good. But you want to energize, you want to be energized. You've got to have energy when selling, all right? You cannot speak from a place of, hello, hi, this is Joe. I'm really pleased you've joined my training. And tell me all about you. Yeah? Boring. Yeah? Boring, boring, boring. So you've got to have energy. So you've got to start and make sure that vibe is up, that you've got energy, and that you're feeling passionate about your day. Yeah? And then with that mental attitude, which we'll dive into more, about being in the right place for the sale. Yeah? About why you're there. Why you're there. So this leads me on to the questions for today, to get you into really into why you're selling, because the why is everything. Everything. Okay. So we're going to dive into the why, and I will do those in the questions afterwards so that you can look at them written down. It's much more easier. I would use your journal to explore the whys. And I'm also going to be now moving on to, so there's three parts to this. We've been talking about presence and presenting yourself, your energy. So exploring that for yourself. Number two, we're going to be diving into the why. And number three is what I want to talk about now. So let's talk about value. Okay. Now, value is very present in the way that you present yourself physically. It's very present in the way that you present yourself in your energy. Sorry. It's very present in to other people, how you're presenting yourself, but very much about your energy and what you're doing, but also in your prices. Okay, so I want to do a little play for you, because I promised we would look at boosting your prices. Now, whether you're selling already or, you know, you're moving into your sales, this is a really great way to shift your value. Okay, so currently, whether you're selling already, if you've already selling a product, you already know the price. But if you are new, and you're thinking about your prices and you've got an idea of your prices, okay, now think about your current price. Maybe you've got a few products, so you may want to think about an average price. that you're selling things at, or pick one of your products at this moment. So think about that price. Okay, write it down. Know your price. Now, already, just think about it. How does it feel in your body? Does it feel like it's comfortable? Or is it you're used to it? Or does it feel a little, does it feel a bit heavy? Or does it feel a bit light? In your body, notice your sensations around that pricing. Okay. Does it feel like it's sitting in your heart and it's coming from a place of value and you feel good with it? All right. So just take a moment for that. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you to double that price. All right, I want you to double it. And I want you to see how you feel about that price. Does that feel like, actually, that would be all right. It'd be all right doubling it. Yeah, be all right doubling it. And now I want you to double it again. So double the price again. And now sit with it. See how you feel. If you were asking this for maybe a program, for a service, for a product, you've now doubled it and doubled it again. All right. So we've doubled. How does your body feel about that? How does your mind feel about it? Now, you may want to redo this after this video. But just feel into your body. Listen for a moment and feel into your body. Think about that money. Think about that price. Think about it in your head. You asking for that price. Okay. Now, I'm now going to ask you to double it again. We're going to go again. Let's see how you feel about, we're now doing a triple double. Now, does it feel like it's completely out there? It's so flimsy and out there, you couldn't imagine it whatsoever. Yeah. Or does it feel like, oh my God, you know, no, I couldn't do that at all. Or does it feel like there's totally resistance, you know, that resistance of the no in your body? Or does it feel comfortable? Does it feel like, yeah, I could do that? Yeah, no, that works. I'd like that. I'd really like to do that. Now, if it's a yes, does it feel like it's a yes all the way through your body? Or is it a no? Is it a no all the way through your body? Can you feel if there's maybe something in your gut or something in your heart space, in your chest? I'm just going to note, by the way, when I do this again in the video, I'm doing it portrait. A landscape, I mean. I'm doing it portrait at the moment. But I realise, and I'm also going to get my stand. So there we go. So how is it feeling? How is it feeling? So we've triple doubled it. Are you having resistance? Are you starting to have thoughts of, I couldn't do that. I'm not worthy of that. That's not good enough. Yeah. I'm not good enough. It's too much. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, all those negative thoughts. I want you to write those all down. So any thoughts that are coming up, just take a moment, write them down in your journal. Positive and negative, all thoughts that are coming up. So make sure you're writing down the price, where you're at now, where we've triple doubled to. And now you're thinking about and writing down any thoughts that are coming up around that, positive and negative. Okay. Again, you may want to take a bit more time for this afterwards, but if you can do it fresh, I would say do it fresh. You can always pause me and start again. All right. So we've stretched you beyond your comfort zone. So now, if we go back to the original price you started at, how does it feel now? Has it changed how you feel about that pricing? How does it feel in your body? Does it feel like somebody wants to sit and stay? Does it feel like the right price for you? Does it feel devalued? Do you feel like you've been devaluing yourself? Devaluing your products, devaluing your service. Okay. So now I'm going to ask you to add only 10%. So 10% of your current price, you're going to add it to the price. So you're going to increase your prices by 10%. Now, only you know the price of that. So I don't know. You might need, you know, just add 10%. Okay. Now see how that feels. Does that feel like actually that's totally doable this week? My encouragement to you is to now increase your prices 10% this week. All right. 10%. So whether the next new client, the next new opportunity that comes up, or if you have ongoing consistent clients, then I would say that you're stating to your clients this week that you will be increasing your prices by 10%. All right. You can give them a run in if you've got a membership thing to say, you know, you know, that if you want to do it in the next month, yeah, the next month it will be starting. But my recommendation is that anybody new coming in is coming in at the new price. Now, if 10% feels like actually it's not enough and you feel bold enough, then raise it 20%. But I wouldn't go any more than that this week. All right. I would see to yourself the difference when you sit with that new price. Okay. And you see it happening, because there is nothing wrong with increasing it 10% this week and then saying, oh, actually, no, that doesn't feel enough yet. Next week, I'm now going to increase it another 10% to anybody new coming in. Yeah, that feels better. So you're taking stepping stones, because often the only thing in the way of us increasing our prices is us. So if we go and extend ourselves to doubling, and we start playing and sitting in that energy, then by only increasing by 10%, it's like nothing. Yeah. Or 20%, it's nothing. Yeah. So it's going to feel a lot more comfortable, a lot more easier for you to do. You'll want to get on with it. And my challenge for you this week is to do it. Do it today. Do it now. Start from it. Don't delay from it, and see what happens. If you've got any calls booked, if you've got people coming in, you know, if you've got any new clients or whatever, the way that you work it, put up your prices. If you've got any products already running, if you're doing anything automated, put up your products. 10%. It's small, but it shows you an increase, and you want to see that increase. You want to see the more value that you start adding. Now, the more that you look at yourself and the way that you value, as you will be exploring over this week, the value of your energy, the value of your time, the value in the way that you present yourself, the value in yourself, and the value in then your services and your products, you're going to want to put your prices up, and you're going to want to work with people on a higher, more richer, more better level. Yeah, you will be presenting yourself differently. But the whole point of this program is to show you that when you come from a different vibration, when you come from a different belief system, when you become from a different way in the way that you're presenting yourself energetically and physically, the universe matches that back. It matches it back with people. It matches it back with opportunities. It matches you where you're at. Yeah. And sometimes that's going to mean change. It's always going to mean change, but it might mean change in the way that you're showing up in your work. It might mean change in the way that you're showing up. It will mean in the way that you're showing up in your sales calls. But it may also take you on a much bigger journey. So it'll be interesting to see for you where it takes you. But today we have covered thinking about, I want you to really sit. There's going to be questions with this in written form as well. How are you presenting yourself? And how can you create yourself a uniform that is coming from a place of value in making you feel really good and, you know, best state, best foot forward? So sometimes it means putting the lippy on, putting the jewels on, putting on an outfit that makes you feel sexy, alive, you know, powerful. We've talked about presence and doing things with power poses. So thinking about, you know, getting the energy right. Yeah. So presenting, energy, presence, how you're showing up, getting your energy positive and right. First thing, we're going to talk about the why, diving further into the why. Why you're selling, what is it you're achieving, why does this mean for you, yeah, why are you here, yeah, and then finally, expanding your value perception on money, okay, on pricing and increasing it today, okay, today, let's take that action and make it happen. You'll have probably some resistance, but the resistance should have been minimalized completely by the stretch And then it's like exercise, you know, if someone said to you, oh my God, right, I expect you to do 100 press ups, and you'd be like, what? Oh my God, I can't do 100 press ups, it's too much. And then they came back to you and said, well, actually, I want you to do 50. And you'd be like, oh, that's probably a bit messy, but no, it's too much. Okay, I'd be really happy if you just did 10. You'd think, well, actually, that's more doable. And if they said, hey, let's just, we'll do 5, you'd be like, yeah, I can do that. Yeah. So you've got to be stretched out of your comfort zone. All right. So lots to think about, lots to play with. Let me know your comments, drop them in the comments. And this will be accompanied by some questions that you will find. But sending you much love today. This is the first time I've used the video. So hopefully it's all worked. Lots of love. Bye.